This is John Robles. I'm speaking with Captain John Cox, the Chief Executive Officer of Safety Operating Systems in Washington, D.C., and a world-renowned aviation expert. Hello, sir.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you today?
Very well.
The tragedy in Katyn, it touched all of us here in Russia. Our hearts went out to the Polish people when it happened. How it was that after President Medvedev and Prime Minister Putin reached out to the Polish people to heal the old wound of Katyn, and such a tragedy happened, dumbfounded almost everybody. What was your initial reaction?
When I heard of the tragedy, I was struck with how what an immense effect it was going to have on Poland and the rest of the world. I was concerned because this accident type, known as controlled flight into terrain, has been a problem over the years, but there's technology that had come along, and this aircraft was very, very well maintained. It was a government state airplane, and so I felt very bad for the tragedies, not only for the passengers and their families, but also for the aviation community worldwide. It was catastrophic.
It really was. There's many who are trying now to deride the Russian side of the investigation and the investigators. I think it was one of the most transparent Russian investigations in modern Russian history, especially with the eyes of the world on it. What do you have to say about conspiracy theories and people who are questioning the professionalism of the Russian investigators?
My experience with Russian investigators has been very good. They are very professional, and they regard their reputations quite highly. The amount of information that was being distributed by the Russian investigative authorities early on was very good. They were cooperating, from everything that I could read, very closely with the Polish authorities, so that there was, in essence, a joint investigation underway, which I think was very wise for both sides. So I know that there have been an ongoing series of conversations and efforts, because we do need to understand what happened to that airplane.
You've seen a lot of the material. As a professional, what is your opinion as to the cause of the disaster? Was it pilot error? Was it weather-related? Was it controller error?
I've been an aviation safety investigator for well over 20 years, and I know that there is never one simple reason. There's never one simple cause. I think that there will be, clearly the weather was a factor, and I think that the crew may well have been an issue that will come up. The aircraft was equipped with very high technology ground warning systems. Did they function? Did they not? All of those questions will have to be answered, but it's never one simple cause. So I think we'll see in this accident, like all, a series of things that had to go together in just a certain way for this tragedy to occur.
Can you comment on the unprecedented number of high-level government officials flying on one airplane at one time?
I felt that for a very high-end state airplane, I understood why everybody would want to be on board, yet if anything did happen to that airplane, it would have far-reaching consequences into the government. I was a little surprised that they had that many of their top officials, but it was a big day for both governments, and I understood the need for everybody to be there, and they're not having a lot of extra airplanes, but it further compounded the tragedy because of so many important government officials being in one place at one time.
Can you comment on other people being in the cockpit right before the crash? Also, the possible TAWS system being turned off, and there were reports of possible controller miscommunications with the pilots.
I think first, to deal with the communication side of it, when there are language challenges, when one pilot is talking in his native language and another pilot, it's a second language to them, there always exists the possibility of misunderstanding. The words can be said, but the actual transmission of understanding sometimes does not occur. So anytime there is a multiple languages in use, and I know that most of the communications were carried out in Russian, but with that said, did everyone understand the same thing? Was there that level of communication? And that's something the investigators will have to check.
As I understood it, the pilots had flown into this particular airport several times before, so they weren't like in foreign territory.
I believe that is true. I have not independently verified that, but they clearly, from the look of the voice recorder, which I must caution, I have only read in English, so I'm not, you have to be very careful in translation of languages to make sure that it was said properly. If it was said in Polish and then translated into Russian and then finally when I read it in English, you have to be very careful there. And so based on what I have read, the crew seemed very professional. There were people in and out of the flight deck, and that is not unprecedented on private aircraft, a state-owned airplane. It would not be permitted on a commercial airliner, but for privately owned aircraft, that would not be that unusual. So I think possibly more has been made of that than it deserves. It is not an unprecedented case.
Mm-hmm. As far as the Russian investigation goes, did you see anything or have you heard anything that could have been considered an irregularity or something that could cast a doubt on the professionalism of the investigators? Or did they do everything by the book?
I have not read anything that would indicate that the Russian investigators have been anything but professional. And the same is true for the Polish investigators. So I think that they have worked together, and as well they should, because this is it's a joint tragedy, and I think it's very wise on both parts for there to be this cooperation.
Okay, thank you, sir. We're actually out of time. That was Captain John Cox, the Chief Executive Officer of Safety Operating Systems in Washington, D.C., and a world-renowned aviation expert. Thank you, sir.
My pleasure.